Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And today we're speaking to a middle-aged Melbourne mum, our favourite, mm-hmm. who was inspired by her pea shoot to complete her master's in an attempt to be a reliable resource for other families.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right. This is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
Here we are, back in the pod bar.
Yes.
It's starting to sort of feel
normal.
Yeah, like there's no one doing remote learning upstairs.
Yes.
Children have gone on buses.
Yes. All three of mine have gone to school.
We got an email from the school yesterday and I was like, oh no, because it said like COVID. I was like, here we go. But yeah. He was just like, oh, we're going to use the rapid antigen testing. Yeah. I was like, oh, don't put COVID in the title because I was like, that's it. We're home for 7 days.
Yeah. We've had a few scares.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, I think that someone was saying that the highest number of cases are in under nines. So,
yes.
Of course, I know loads of you listening got kids
that's
at home
reality.
And I'm sorry. Yeah. It's so sad after being in lockdown for so long.
I know. We've got quite a few peas in the hangout
we
talking about
really
that.
We really do. Yeah. So I think it'll affect us all before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Which isn't very long.
Right now, today.
Today.
Everyone's at school.
The kids
we're
at
here
school.
like not juggling 100 things.
No.
You can just concentrate.
Oh, it's incredible.
Lovely. So anyway, we've got a beautiful person here today.
Hang on, the weather.
Oh, the weather.
Sorry.
Yeah, we just did that, didn't we?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go.
Annalise will be sad.
Oh, sorry. Go.
It's freezing cold and raining.
Yeah.
It's basically winter. I think it's a top of 15.
Miss 10's gone to surf day. So we had to be at the bus at 7:15 in our bathers.
Oh,
and
my
I just
gosh.
Thought it was a little bit cruel.
It's so cold.
To these children that have not been anywhere.
No.
To all of a sudden be on a surf excursion.
I know.
And they're 11. There's boobs, there's periods.
And they didn't want to go, did they?
All sorts of things. And there was quite a bit of anxiety.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think just getting back to school is enough. And I understand the government's initiative of let's get people moving around the state and let's give schools money for excursions. But the kids are so thrilled to be walking through the school door.
That's all they need.
And they don't
right
need
now.
Anything else.
No. They've... And I just think any sort of, I just blame men for creating these excursions that are really little girl unfriendly.
Yes. Oh.
You know?
So often. And I do. You know, mad respect to the PE teachers. I wonder if any PE teachers listen to this. But
oh, yeah.
You love making people do things that they're really uncomfortable with. said.
We'll pick up the pieces.
Yes. And
this afternoon.
Hopefully she just has the best time.
I know. And I was like, look, it's 4 hours on the bus. You'll be warm then.
Yeah, you will. And then
2 hours there,
they'll
hours
probably back. Get them hot chips or something because yeah, they're like, it's so. Cold. Have some hot chips.
Anyway. Let's get to.
Yes.
We can do that chat another day. Right. So we have got our lovely P listener here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hello. Good morning. My name is Lara.
Yep. Hello. She's a Melbourne local, so she's lived through what we've lived through.
Yes, that's right. She's a professional.
Yes.
We're going to find out everything about her.
Yes.
So let's start with the questions. So tell us about a music or a song that helps you get through the good times or the tricky times.
No problem. I chose a few songs to share. There was a late edition this morning.
Yeah, great. We're all about that.
Yeah.
Particularly regarding my pea shoot, she loves anything with a bit of a beat, get a move on, get a groove on,
good.
And we get in the car and she we pop the Spotify on. That's her favorite thing. Where's your phone? Give me your phone.
Yeah.
Goes through all the lists. So she always wants to play at the moment an oldie, George Michael.
Yeah.
It's called Fantasy. And it's a remaster, and so I don't know about the lyrics, but it's the music. And it's remastered, and it's 2006.
Okay,
it's quite a
yeah. Yeah,
and
I don't
so
know
she
it.
Often puts that on and looks across at me and says, "Come on, Mum, starts moving along." Okay,
what a way to start the day.
Well, that will be on our Spotify list, she can see that she's in there.
Yeah,
the two P's.
So I tend to I tend to like something with. Yeah, that you can, you know, have a bit of a mood, you know, for all sorts of stress.
Yeah.
Worried. But I, prior to that, I was thinking of You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, yes.
Which I used to sing to my both my kids as babies and toddlers, but I probably held on to that a bit longer with my pea shoot.
Yeah.
And might have sung that to her a few times when I was giving her a cuddle and perhaps with a few tears on my behalf with some difficult news and just more or less saying, I still love you despite what might have happened today or what news we might have just been given. And it doesn't matter because, you are my sunshine.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So I didn't know whether you wanted to add that, but there is a version, an acoustic version of that that I quite liked by an Ebony Day.
Right. We'll do that.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. And there was another one, but hey, we don't have to go if you don't want it. It was one about probably where I feel I'm at in my life, being a middle-aged mother. Who's I feel I've come to fore, and you know, I advocate very strongly, and I'm probably the person I am today as a result of my pea shoot. So this song is by Fearless Soul. It's just about, I guess, being yourself, being true to yourself, and it's called Meant for You.
I don't know that song, I don't think.
No, I didn't, but I just came across it and thought, I do like this.
I love it when you find a song that speaks to you and then you just listen to it on repeat.
Yes.
Well, I do.
And it even made me think of perhaps my pea shoot, some of the lyrics, or even other individuals that might spend their time masking, and it talks about being yourself and that people will come and go in your life, but if you're true to yourself, you'll find your people, I guess, in a way.
Beautiful.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Masking's tiring.
Yes, it's tiring.
It's tiring.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you win any awards at school? I mean, I saw that you're going to get an award in the email you sent us.
No, not individually. I didn't. No, I did think of a time. As a group, I played the flute in the school band.
Same.
I was aware you girls did. We used to go into school competition and state school, tech actually, regular school.
Yeah.
We'd go there and we'd smash it.
Yeah.
And we used to, I guess, be pleased that we maybe have beaten some of these prestigious schools.
Yes.
Nothing better. Yeah.
And there, There was one in particular, one school we used to call, although you may work out who they are, we used to call them the Violet Crumbles.
Oh, yeah, I know who they are.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of their colour.
Oh, yes, yeah. I know them.
And, yeah, we beat them.
So Oh, yes.
But anyway, yeah, so not individually, but, yeah, that's something I thought of.
Oh, no, that's awesome.
That, hey.
And maybe as we tell your story, we can talk about the award that you're going to get. Maybe we'll leave people in suspense.
And yeah, because it's pretty exciting. It's pretty. I don't know where you're going to have room to put that award, but anyway.
Tell us about why you're a P.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's another long story as well, potentially. When I reflected on that, I was like, oh, gee, how long do you want me to talk about this? Because I've just thinking about it, I potentially didn't even realise, but growing up, I did realise but didn't, you know, acknowledge. Yep. Growing up, I'm one of four children.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm the youngest. The eldest was a brother.
Yep.
He was born with spina bifida.
Right.
And he didn't live very long. He only lived about 10 days. Yeah. So I've clearly never met him.
Yeah.
No photos.
Right.
Unfortunately. Oh, back in she's still struggles.
Yes.
Still
struggles. It doesn't go away.
Yeah.
No.
So did they just not offer photos or it just wasn't done or
I don't 100% know, but perhaps he was transferred. He was actually born, and as were I, my siblings were at the hospital I work at. He was transferred to Melbourne, actually hospital. Alfred, according to my mother.
Yeah, okay.
And, I don't know whether it was part because of the transfer or just.
Yeah, it just didn't happen.
They didn't.
Yeah.
So
did you speak about him throughout your life? What was that like?
Yeah, she did. She did. Probably not a lot, but often on anniversaries of birthdays or we'd go to the cemetery. And during my midwifery training, I actually had to do a more of a non-fiction or a storytelling essay.
Yep.
Which I'm not good at. No imagination. So I chose to write about that, which I thought it was a good setting to write about that, and just how the impact it had, and what we used to do every year, and and still do.
I suppose pre really good ultrasounds. So
totally, so mum, so mum had another three pregnancies, no ultrasounds, probably potentially stress.
Yes,
eyeballs
didn't have all the folate knowledge and didn't probably parents smoking, eating soft cheese, eating raw fish,
all of it.
Incredible. Yeah.
What made you choose midwifery?
Well, I had a nurse friend who I did my general training with who just said, hey, get this. I've done it late, but I'm going to uni, I'm going to do mid. Why don't you join me? And I was like, why not? Okay. And it was like a bit late application. So living on the peninsula, it was a university in St Albans.
Right.
Which is a fair way away in Melbourne.
Yeah. Big trek. I was still, I remained living on the peninsula. But, and she decided she wouldn't do it.
Oh.
Thanks.
So you just did it on your own.
So she did critical care and she found her place there. And I was like, oh, well, I'll do it. And I don't regret doing it. So I was like, she did me a favour.
and now she's worked in critical care through a pandemic. So
I don't have contact with her. She moved away. But potential she's still working as a nurse and done that. Right. So that's how I am.
I love those sort of stories because some people, that's a me story.
Yeah.
Some people are like, since I was 2 years old, I knew that all I wanted was to bring babies into the world. And some people are like, oh, my friend said, why don't you do this? So I did and she dropped out, but I really love it.
Totally.
There's many pathways.
So tell us, how many years did you work as a midwife before you had kids or what?
Yes, I was a midwife, pre-children and during, yeah, pregnancies, obviously, 25 years
yes.
As a midwife. Yes, yes.
And so, all from the same hospital or?
Sadly enough.
No.
As in from the perspective that I've been nowhere. No.
No.
And the same hospital I was born at.
Amazing.
Yeah. So actually I remember when I first started there saying to some of the older staff when they realised I was born there, oh, and I had a look at my cot card and told them the names of that, and they weren't there, but they're like, oh, yes, I remember her.
That's amazing. Gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
but, yeah.
Dear.
And so when did you become a mum?
When I was 30. So I have a 20-year-old son.
Yep.
So, yes. So he was, firstborn. I had trouble getting pregnant. Found out after about 12 months of polycystic ovaries.
Right.
But luckily, became pregnant with the use of Clomid.
It's a wonder drug, really, for a lot of people.
So I had three pregnancies with Clomid induced. So it certainly did well there. Yes.
So and is he at home still?
He does. Yes, he lives at home. He started at uni during the start of COVID.
Same as scholarship.
But he didn't continue, and I actually encouraged him not to because he isn't an online learner.
Yes.
And the course he was doing was all sport and
even scholarships taken a semester off.
Yes.
And she said loads of her friends have, and some of her friends are super high achievers.
Yeah.
But, they have struggled so much. So I just want to say to all of us who are like, our little kids or our pea shoots have struggled. Everyone struggled. Yeah. Remote learning is absolutely sucky.
Yeah.
So these poor kids, they should have been dropping out of uni because they made a stupid mistake, not because they were stuck at home with their parents and during a pandemic. But anyway.
What was the gap then for your next pregnancy?
She's 18. So I think it was a around 2.5 years, two and a bit years.
And do you want to tell us a little bit about that pregnancy?
So, again, that was a Clomid-induced pregnancy. Tend to have early ultrasounds, although we do dating ultrasounds now as well, but early ultrasounds with that just to see what's going on, make sure there's no ectopics or anything. Which there weren't, but it looked like there was more than one. So potentially two. One was a little bit bigger than the other, but still they were like, that's okay. So we moved forward and had the 12-week ultrasound, and it was at that stage it was found that there was only one viable pregnancy viable sac. So the other twin had the heartbeat had stopped. So that was I wasn't aware of the terminology they use, but they said that even as a midwife, they called it vanishing twin.
I know a lot of that, people.
Yes,
that have had.
It is really
very common. The more we have earlier ultrasounds, the more
How did you handle that news?
I was good initially, and my mum even said to me, I'm surprised how good you are, but probably. It did knock me a bit. I took a couple of days off work. I remember I was going into the special care nursery to do some shifts, and I was like, maybe I won't. And then I went to my local GP's, happened to be a doctor there that was a registrar from the hospital that I'd worked with that I didn't know I was seeing. I kind of just booked in with someone to get a certificate and walked in and saw him. And so the tears were on. But that's
funny how sometimes also saying it, even though I can't work today, and then you're fine, and then you have to tell someone why, boom.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And that's probably a very real scenario for people working in midwifery, or, you know, you've got your own personal story and then your work is closely aligned. That's challenging.
Yeah.
It is. It can be. Yeah.
And the rest of her pregnancy, or that it was, well, it is a girl.
Yeah.
Was it typical?
It was tricky.
It was tricky.
In comparison to some, potentially not.
Yeah.
But at 20 weeks, I went into premature labour.
Oh, gosh, that is tricky.
Didn't really realise it, but I was doing night duty, put my toddler son to bed for a nap in the afternoon, thought I'd have a lie down and thought, what's going on here? Oh, I wonder, maybe there's something.
Weeks
yeah.
early for anything.
Yeah. So, contacted the doctor and went on. Luckily, was planning to birth in the city anyway. Where I had my son. So went in there and they can do a test to confirm whether it is premature labour or not. And I thought, it's probably irritable uterus, something like that. And they did that and they're like, actually, you're right. It is. And he said, you're not being a neurotic midwife. You actually are in premature labour and they could feel it. So luckily I only stayed in there for a couple of weeks. I guess being a midwife, they said, well, kind of trust you.
You know what to do when you go home.
Yeah, go home. So I call it my COVID warm-up, my lockdown.
Yes.
Pre-lockdown.
Yes.
Because it was a winter. So I spent the next 4 months at home. Finished work, stopped work, with my toddler throughout winter. I'm not allowed to do anything really.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So we got really fat.
Well, you need that when you hibernate.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, we, morning tea time. Yeah. Gee, it must be lunch.
Anything to fill those hours.
And bring food. And I think Bob the Builder was in then. And
Definitely Bob the Builder.
Might have been video cassettes, maybe some DVDs
were starting,
A bit of both, Bob the Builder and...
Oh, what a scary time.
Legend at Bob the Builder. He builds like a whole sunflower village in a day. I remember thinking, even three-year-olds don't think this is real, Bob. You could take a couple of days to build this village. I don't know. I watched a lot of Bob the Builder with the twins. Did. They'd only watch one episode and then go.
Yeah.
They never stayed. Once the credits came, boom, gone. Yeah, out. Why do they put those bloody credits in? Oh. I just want to keep watching. Anyway, sorry, it's not about me.
All good.
Did you have to keep having checkups and monitoring and making sure that it wasn't progressing?
Yeah, I had a few extra ultrasounds just to check my cervix and things like that. I did have to go back in once again around 30-ish weeks. I remember actually my parents were overseas at that time.
Of course.
Every time they go overseas, there's something major drama. But that wasn't a drama. It came home again. And truth be known, I went overdue.
Oh, wow.
So, So it kind of makes me think, how, relevant. Was that actually what was happening? But still.
So then did you get up and start running around and?
Yeah, from 36 weeks, I was allowed I had to stop the medication because I was on some meds. Stop that, and he's like, you need to get your bit of fitness back, and you're going to be running around with the toddler and a bit. So, from there, and potentially I might have had a bit more activity, contractions and things, but nothing. Nothing really. Yeah, so I was looking down the aisle being induced. So I was very unhappy.
Very unhappy.
You're like, how calling is this her. Possible?
Yes. I was calling her a few words, but.
And then she was born. Tell us all about her as a little person.
Yeah, she's always been fairly quiet, although not now, she isn't at home anyway. She was a quite an unsettled baby. Her brother was too, though, had some intolerance, so potentially we blamed it on that. So, I used to carry her around a lot. But yeah, she had a few little quirks that made us wonder at times. Often now, my son in the morning when he'd wake, he would, at her age, would chat.
Yeah,
you know, make some sounds, be happy,
dabbling
chatty.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't. She would wake, and I'd only know she was awake because I'd hear a tapping sound.
Oh, right. Oh.
And that would be her little finger on the side of the cot, oh, like a little rhythmic tap.
Yeah.
And that's when I'd know she was awake. I mean, but eventually, like my son, after a while, if you leave them, and then they do cry, so she would. But, yeah, that's when I'd would know she was awake. And some repetitive splashing in the bathwater with one hand, one hand in particular. Mm. But again, those little things alone, you don't, you know, we just move forward and see what comes.
Yeah, that's right. But did you have, I mean, you're a midwife, you would have done a lot of early childhood stuff. Were you thinking maybe?
Maybe not with that, but this next one.
Yep.
She broke a couple of high chairs by she'd like movement.
Yeah.
It wasn't constant rocking, but it was leaning forward and sitting there and then really with force flinging herself back. In hindsight, that might have been related to the food that I'm not – although she didn't, you know, potentially show that, but the food's never been a, you know, she's the white diet, all of that, sensory. So whether that was her way of calming and not enjoying the experience, And she wasn't very verbal. She just used to really say "bah."
Mm.
You'd come home and she'd say "bar," or go and she'd say "bar," and she'd be at the window. And So I she was under the care of a paediatrician, as was my son, just because really. He was a colleague I've worked with for many years, and I attended him with my son. My son had some hemangiomas, so and then in the private system with my daughter, they the peds there are like, "Oh, we'll come back and see us," and I was, "Oh, I'll just I'll go to closer to me." Actually, I do remember getting up his nose, the ped at the hospital, just from the perspective that they kept coming in every day, and I pretty much said, "Oh, look, I've got this. You don't need to come in every day. We're okay." And I don't know whether at the time maybe it wasn't a good idea for me to say. Oh, I said it in a nice way, but I know I did realize that he wasn't that impressed that I had said, "I no longer require your services. I don't need to be coming every day." Because at that stage, I was thinking, "Well, you're going to be sending me a $300 bill for each day. You walk in this room and you're just looking at my baby going, 'Oh, she's got a bit of jaundice.'" And I'm like, I'm aware of that kind of thing. So, we did have a pediatrician down this way, a lovely, lovely man who has since retired.
So sad.
And he moved to Sydney.
He really got away from you.
Well, he had paid back this year.
He said he was moving to the warmer weather.
Fair enough.
But he was a good egg.
Good
man. Even with, as a professional, you know, in the, you know, caring for families, and I, you know, who's a pediatrician, who used to, and some would say, and then they describe them, and then I go, "I know who you're talking about."
Or they are in that world.
Or they'd say, "I've been to so and so, or I've been to one, and I didn't kind of get the answers I need, but I've been to this other one, and he's, you know, just like that, he's got me off doing this, and this, and he's worked out what's going on." And I'm like, "I know who you're talking to." And then they tell me who it was. He was a good man. But he probably about 14 months kind of said, "Oh, what do you think? Do you think maybe the autism?" And we were both, potential, but we didn't perhaps really proceed with formal, perhaps till 18 months on. We and the developmental paediatrician and the educational psychologist as we've all been to, I'm sure. And she was diagnosed around two. ASD and moderate intellectual disability.
Right.
At two, she was diagnosed with
two-ish. Believe it or not. And she was on the money.
Okay.
And now, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how did you take that?
I wasn't too bad with that, and I don't know why. But
everyone's different. That's what makes life so interesting.
Yeah, but when the bloods came back and there is an abnormality, that upset me.
Right.
And whether it was more because the other's a bit observational.
Yes.
Whereas that's, there's something more concrete that potentially there is. Maybe that's why I responded differently. But it did come back as her having a chromosome 15, a duplication.
Right.
But she actually doesn't have that. She has a deletion.
Right.
And which makes more sense because there was a duplication. They're like, well, we're not sure the relevance to what we're seeing, but a deletion, yes. We had further testing when she was older. So initially they were thinking that was coming from my husband, that the duplication. It's very tricky, but both 15 chromosomes are affected. So my husband's 15 is a bit bigger than one of them is bigger than the other, as is hers. So that's why they went duplication.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But that's a norm. They've since found that's a normal variant.
Yep.
Just one of those things. Then they found the deletion and. I have the deletion.
Right.
And my husband was very happy. And I was happy to take that one for the team, but he obviously had taken it. He didn't perhaps verbalise as much as but he had obviously taken that quite badly. And I remember the day we were called and said, actually, it's this. And we actually went in the same room. My husband and I had blood taken at the same time.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm just going, okay, did they label it correctly? Because now you're telling me it was my hubby. Now, it's not that I was, I'm like, do you want to just check that?
Yeah,
Which they did, but obviously they probably had the six chromosomes.
That's right.
But still, they did confirm I'm not a carrier. I do have that disorder, but apparently I'm neurotypical.
Okay. Yeah.
And that paediatrician I was referring to, I recall going to him. And saying, well, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think of me?
Person here?
What are your thoughts? But he was, he was lovely. I used to always leave feeling greatly.
Yeah.
He was like,
isn't that a nice feeling?
I have known you so many years and you are an amazing resource to so many families.
Yes.
And stop, so don't doubt yourself. You. Don't.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
It's- When did you train to be a maternal and child health nurse? How old were the kids?
So Amelia, my son would have been about 7.
Uh-huh.
All right. Amelia would have been about 4.
Yeah. Four, it's a four, big five. Decision. Yep.
Mm, she was doing her second year of 4-year-old kinder.
Right.
I did it part-time over 2 years. So
once again, we do need to get those tote bags that said, no, I'm joking, I did 2 years of 4-year-old kinder.
Yeah, yes.
For the parents.
Oh, I know, that's right.
that's the code. How many years of kinder did you do?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, so you studied part-time.
The kinder teachers discussed.
Yeah,
studied part-time. So, yeah, when she was in 4-year-old kinder and starting prep.
Okay.
That's a big, I was studying.
Time big deal. To do that.
Yeah.
Because that's transition years and
Well, you obviously wanted to move away from midwifery?
No, because I still practice as a midwife.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, but no, it was potentially just that I gained a sponsorship, not a scholarship, sponsorship to through the local council to study. So they provide some money, a portion.
Yeah.
And I recall interviewing for that and also interviewing for a position once I had finished. And I recall saying, hey, I can be a resource to other, you're neurotypical. But I can also, I have lived experience with a child with a disability, and I feel that that's a positive when you're someone.
It's enormous for a maternal
I don't think they
love that.
I don't think they saw. I don't think saw that when
they
haven't
had lived experience.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah,
but I see. If I had come to you,
but I thought,
what?
I'm going to say this. You don't know me. You don't, and I'm putting it out there that I have a kid. I have a child with disability. But I'm just feel proud of that, I guess, and say that I have a potential to be.
I remember when I went to, I had like 6 different maternal and child health nurses because mine with the twins was on leave, so they got people to fill in, and one of them said to me, how are you going? And, I had 5 kids and I said, I must have said something. She goes, well, when it boils down to it, it's just 2 babies. I remember thinking, okay. Let's get it. Just weigh them.
I had some experiences myself.
Yes, I bet you did.
It
must have... formed all sorts of stuff for you.
Yeah.
Bit me in the ass actually with Amelia at once.
Did it?
Because she, I didn't take her back for a 3.5-year-old check. We went for the 2-year-old.
Yep.
We were early intervention then. But I just didn't feel the need, but also I was a bit miffed by the 2-year-old consult. So, 3.5, we do a vision check.
Oh.
I wasn't an MCH nurse then, though.
Yeah.
But, and so we did pick that up.
It's a big check.
Later.
I didn't do that. I did it with Shane.
Yeah, did you?
I didn't do it. Because I'd had
I went, but I remember thinking, why am I coming here?
Experiences with all those, not terrible, but I just hadn't met one that I,
you didn't have a relationship with them.
I was like, oh, I'm just going to do it with Shane.
Yeah, that's all right.
And often, parents with children with additional needs are so busy that it's kind of shouldn't be saying that perhaps as a professional, but it's not there. It's you've got other priorities.
Yeah, and you're already
and they're being covered. Those things are being
covered. You're already linked into so many services. It seems silly to go and stack 5 little blocks on a thing when you've already done that 20 times with the OT. I remember thinking, wow, imagine just coming to that. That was your only appointment. I'd be like, wow. What a fun time. I'd see my friends going, I can't wait to go for the 3-on-1.
They loved
and I'd be
it.
Like,
okay. I know. And I remember a girlfriend was like, oh, it's such a big deal. I have to take my partner. I was like, what?
That's me.
Sorry.
But that is.
And I know if you've struggled and you
right.
need someone to help you, that's fine. But when you're telling someone with 5 kids that you can't manage to get to one appointment, then it's, I did laugh. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not at your face.
No.
I was nice to you.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm just laughing with Mandy.
20 years later.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyway, sorry.
We're getting off track.
Yeah.
We've got so much to hear from you. I'm just like, where's the best places to go? So,
did your pea shoot go to mainstream school?
He did.
Yep.
Yeah.
So she did the 3-year-old kinder and 4-year-old. I did want to mention with 3-year-old that I kind of looked outside the square, and because 3-year-old they don't get the additional support So I think it was through Urala, maybe flexible support package or something. Respite.
Yes.
Well, I used that, but Urala didn't know that they went to the kinder.
Yes, we had someone with a 3-year-old.
So I didn't, because we didn't have a, it wasn't funded. So I thought, well, I'm not going to use this respite. I'm going to have this carer that was going to come to my home. Set her up to go to the kinder. Because Amelia wasn't toilet trained and wasn't when she started school either. She did did go to mainstream up until year 4. She moved across for year 5. Her brother did similar but moved to a independent school, was the state school, moved to an independent school from grade 5 but year 5. It was an up and down roller coaster at times. There were some amazing peaches and or some that were amazing at certain things but not at others. Which I guess is
life.
We're like people. I can recall some a teacher yelling at the door. She'd be on the other side of the room and we'd take her in, just as prep, take her in to help her, put her bag, and she'd yell out, "Kiss and go!" She'd be yelling across the room at us, "Kiss and go! Kiss and go!"
Thank you.
Do our thing, and my husband really put his back up, so he was be doing my thing. Thanks.
I just, because they were my 4th and 5th, I just go in at the start of the year. I'll be walking them in. I'll be getting them settled. That's what we're doing. And they're like, okay.
You're bold.
I'm bold, yep. And I know.
I wasn't. I remember the grade 1 teacher shut the door on my face. Yep. And I was just like, whoa.
And I get it, because I remember seeing parents queuing up at the teacher and asking them ridiculous shit.
Yeah,
and,
but we weren't.
But
doing
I
that.
Wasn't. I just
Lara
wanted to.
Lara wasn't doing that.
No, that's right. We just wanted to make sure that they knew where their lunchbox was. Different.
Anyway.
Anyway. And was she happy? Like, was she a happy little?
Did she enjoy being there?
Yeah,
she seemed to. She doesn't share a lot.
Yeah,
and things will come out along the way, and you might see that at times. I don't know, and it's random. It's not related to the conversation we're having, but something will come out, and you'll go, "Okay, all right, then now I know about that."
Yeah, and I've been thinking about this for about a week, Mum. And now that we're talking about having spaghetti for dinner, I'm going to bring up this other thing that happened.
And I guess typical kids, how was your day? Don't talk about that. We're not talking about that. So I believe she was. Her brother was quite anxious with her being there. They were very good with him and supporting him, and he would come into her playground and make sure she was okay and stay there.
Beautiful
and
sibling.
They'd encourage him to, go back and play with his friends and say that she's okay.
That makes me want to cry. It's beautiful.
He's a beautiful boy.
How lucky she is.
And I also remind him how lucky he is with because she's such a loving person.
Yes.
Sister, I say to him, what other 18-year-old would be,
giving you big cuddles.
Big cuddles and saying, I love you when he goes to work.
It's a good reframe. It really is. I remember having a time where I had to make that decision to talk like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it's a really good reframe.
What was it like moving to, was it a specialist school or special development school or what?
It was dual, actually. It's both. I remember you saying this, Mandy, and I remember when I heard you say it, that exactly how I felt, that I felt like I gave up on it.
It's okay.
I know.
Most of us feel like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because you fought for so long.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. 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 So Yeah, and in that setting, she, we drive her. Yeah, so we're not in the zone. We chose that school because it just seemed, you know, lovely setting.
Yep.
So you're not eligible for the buses.
Correct, and you can't meet the bus, even though it's
which
not
is so arbitrary and ridiculous.
So she's driven every day. Generally, that's what my hubby does. That he's self-employed, and I think when Amelia was two, he started his own business, and I up the ante with work, and I tend to be the work more than he. And so my husband works his business around Amelia, drop off and pick up, and I do the therapy, most of the therapy, but he. He does that. So
many lifestyle changes.
There is really, you know, every family.
You don't think about it until you start recounting it, and then you're like, right, yeah,
we changed that. We changed that.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm, mm. So and that can be about around an hour. Once we go there,
which is a lot.
Come back. Yeah. So I don't have that. The parents, you've spoken
it's
of,
a loss.
Don't have the bus stop that you speak of. So occasionally when I do go and pick her up, I just might say hi, but I don't, you know, if other parents are staying there, but I don't really, have a relationship with them.
Yep.
There is one mum whose daughter is in Amelia's class who we did early intervention together.
Yes.
So and she's a lovely mama. But we she's very busy too. She works a lot. So we don't meet up, but we message and
that's right. Messaging friends are good friends.
Well, that's right, because there's no pressure.
No.
If there was one thing I could change in the specialist school system here in Melbourne as a teenage mum, would be the school to facilitate friendship within the parents.
Yeah.
There's just nothing.
Mm. Because
and it's very lonely, and it's a lonely time to be a mum of a teenager in a specialist school.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand. I know maybe like Rossbourne does, but the public schools, bow, nothing. Yeah. I've asked, I've inquired, nothing.
Yeah, well, then that's a really good thing to agitate about.
I would like to agitate about it because I can't see how it would be that hard. Just put on a fucking picnic or something.
Well, our school does.
You know, like it doesn't have to be a lot.
Yeah, our school does. You know, it's a mainstream school, but there are a lot of kids there with, they do it. I mean, obviously 2 years of pandemic, but a get to know you year seven,
nothing.
An evening thing, then a morning thing. And so
nothing, it's lonely.
Mm.
So I actually, other than this mum, don't really have any friends with, it's great that I've found you ladies
and you need one or two to be able to text someone and go, did you think the school did a shit job of that, and they go no, I think you're overreacting, man.
Or yes,
you know, little things like that too. You haven't had that.
Anyway, so she's in her her final year there.
It's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Approaching this transition.
Yes. We've got quite a few ideas. Even sometimes I think, is she going to fit it all in, which is great.
Maybe do you want to tell us about her venture that she has at the moment?
Yes, the peas know her.
Yes, the peas know her.
Yeah. So she, about 2 years ago, kind of on her behalf, started a little business, Amelia's Cookie Co.
Oh.
So it's been a slow burn, I guess, and COVID. She cracked a few cafes and was baking for them. I don't know if I can give a shout out to the Hungry Peacock in Tyab on the Mornington Peninsula.
I've seen that on Instagram. Hungry Peacock. They have a big shed.
Yeah, messy shed, they call it. So they have messy plays, the sanctuary play. And
brilliant.
Yeah, they've got a church, they do weddings there at times, etc.
Kate, you would love it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. They have supported Amelia from the get-go, and they They closed during COVID, many, it's almost like a play centre, but not outdoors. And they closed because of that, the children. And so, but every time though it was, we're back on, they'd be on the phone, they'd be messaging me saying, can we have this, 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 and this? That was amazing. She did have another cafe, but that kind of went quiet, which is fine. And
so anyone down in the peninsula that wants Amelia's cookies,
yes,
you reach out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're good cookies. Those cornflake cookies. Oh,
they're thick.
They are
really good quality biscuits.
Yeah.
Yes, we loved them.
Yep. And the twins were like, is it sultanas or chocolate? I was like, it's chocolate. Nothing like the disappointment biting into a sultana.
How did you go? Like, obviously, were you helping facilitate that? Was that her idea? Did she like cooking? How did you come up with that?
Yeah, it came from her having cooking lessons.
Yes.
Teed that up for her and had a break from that during school holidays from memory and wasn't that keen on going back. And so the entice was you could make something you like, and she always liked to go to a cafe and have a smarty cookie.
Yes.
So that's why one of her cookies is a Dottie or smarty cookie.
Yes.
So that was the enticement. And then, the cooking teacher said, well, gee, perhaps she could sell these, and then kind of started doing that. So there's been lots of work around that, kitchens had our kitchen registered. Yes.
Well done.
Have a inspection today, actually. But I have spent many hours. And just the social, setting up social media, etc. But we have moved across to, she has a business coach, so she doesn't go to school on a Tuesday and works with a business coach, which is amazing.
That's terrific. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's a group called Boss Brain. They're in Mornington. She works one-on-one with actually the owner is an ex-nurse who's gone into business coaching, and she coaches Amelia and two other individuals with disabilities and on their micro enterprise so if anyone did look at Amelia's social media, they kind of go back and go, oh yeah, that's okay, and then go, oh wow, this is looking quite professional now, and that's
the business coach.
That's great.
So she works on Canva with them on a Tuesday and makes her own little posts, and they feed them in for her. They feed them in during the week, and they've set up her website and have set that up, and which is
it's so
incredible.
It's really, really, really good. And did you get any orders from the peas?
I did.
Oh, good.
She did. She did. Yeah. She definitely did. Yeah. Good, and good. Lots of followers.
Great. We'll keep it up, please, everyone. Follow. And
order.
Yes.
They're good biscuits.
Yes, that's right. Of course.
So, they're yum.
So, potentially she might do a day or so of that, seeing how, depending on how that goes. But this is a support worker here at the house because the kitchen's registered. My sister has a catering business, so she said that Amelia can do one day with her.
Fantastic.
NGIS will probably pay for a support worker to go with Amelia, but my sister will pay.
Yes.
So my sister will pay Amelia.
NDIS will pay support worker to be. Which is the best. Once I realised that as an option, I was like, right, so she could go to a workplace and have support.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. That opens up everything.
Yeah, that was I went to review to get some more funding around that, and just stumbled across emailed a lady at the NDIA who then just said, you know what, you've come to the right place accidentally. She had just completed this review. The NDIS Participant Employment Strategy came out in 2019.
Right.
But she was just part of that review, and she's like, that was amazing that I happened to. So she said, I'll speak to your planner, but I can't coerce them, but I can tell them about this new new recommendation.
Listen to that.
So that's under finding and keeping a job, but I think it's changed a bit now. But So we'll be planning on, I guess her plan goes to review in Feb, March, so we'll be looking at.
How do you feel about finishing up formal education? Or I don't know if, you know, she might try to do more, but.
Yeah. Loving it. Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like 2 years ago, Mandy, 2 years ago. Yeah.
And she's can't wait either. She's having 2 days a week off at the moment with the cookie business and the business coach, etc. But it's been very difficult. And not just COVID, just socially. She hasn't really found any good connections the school, because there's the different levels she's not in the cool kid and then there's the kids that are smarter and take advantage, I guess you could say,
school is tricky.
And she's all over socials. I have to be all over that. She can sign up to anything and everything.
Yeah,
and
we've got a few hidden Instagram accounts.
That's been tricky. The socials media part particularly. But I watch it all,
tricky,
and
it's tricky. We've been back for like 2 weeks, and already there's been a fight with her friend, having a fight with the year 12, and it's hard for them.
And the no filter doesn't help either. Exactly. I guess.
It might be nice to just say whatever you want to say.
I know. Maybe it is nice.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, she, from my perspective, I don't see it, but she says, all right, I'm going to school and I'm going to sort them out.
Yes.
You go, girl, but I don't know how you go. Good luck.
Out of that one. I said, weren't you in the passive garden, though? Isn't everyone passive in the passive garden? Apparently not.
It's a passive-aggressive garden.
You have to laugh some days. Oh, dear.
Oh, well, she's nearly finished.
Yeah, she's nearly finished. You've done it. 13 years, 14, including four-year-old kinder twice.
Yep. Yeah. Surely you'll get a certificate.
Yeah. Tell us about your award. Coming up. What amazing award they're going to give you.
So I'll be getting a badge and a certificate in the mail.
Ooh.
From my employer for 25 years service.
An awesome ceremony, like big dinner.
On Zoom.
What will one do with
one's
badge?
I'm probably working when it's running anyway.
Yeah, you probably will.
I'll put
it with the others.
I'll
probably put it away with my other ones, and I won't tell you what some of my colleagues do with them, but
I want to know. 25 years
and you get a badge. I know there's not loads of money.
Years ago they used to give out things, but not anymore.
Not now. So, thanks. It's been a pandemic. You've worked your butts off, but here's a badge. Yeah, that's terrible. So you work a couple of days in midwifery and a couple of days in maternal and child health nursing. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
It's a good mix. Balance. So if I have a bad day at one, I'm going to the other one tomorrow.
So do you have to do shift work as well as not?
I do. Yeah. And they're both shift work. So it's 4 days a week, but often if there's an extra, there's a meeting or a training day or with the shift work, sometimes it gets a bit messy.
When you were listening to the podcast with that hat on, what did anything like as a maternal, what are you thinking when people are sharing their stories about those early diagnosis and the visits and all that stuff?
I guess from my perspective, I've seen different, I've interacted with many different families with different. They're coming, like you need to know where they're coming from as well, and you don't always know that. And, you know, I've certainly with parents that, you know, kind of softly kind of gone in with, hey, you know, maybe there's, you know, we're not quite here with this or that, and can see that, okay, I'll stop now. Yep. And, we'll revisit or we'll observe, like, because it's keeping really, that.
Yeah,
it's delicate.
That balance. It is.
Yeah, and wanting them to come back.
Yes.
Keeping that. Yeah.
I suppose if we can reframe the whole world and go, it's not a bad thing, it's just a thing.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And the same as if you're told, oh, your child's tall. Yeah. Your child's, you know, high on this chart or low on this chart. Your child just needs a little bit of extra OT or whatever. But the fear that goes through us, and I think, I don't even know how we can fix this, but we think we've done something wrong as parents. Well, maybe it's because I let them watch Sesame Street or, you know, like.
It's delicate.
Mm. Yeah, it's so delicate.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I often try and even say that, that nothing, you know, don't. You know, nothing you've done wrong, and even in pregnancies, you know, nothing you've done wrong. But it was tricky when NDIS came out because it was always ECHIS.
Yes.
And then it was under NDIS. So just the D word.
Yes, of course. I didn't think about that.
In the mix with approaching parents around, hey, you know, there's this, you know, we can look at this, but often when it's all plus, we'll have the paperwork, et cetera, it's a bit confronting.
Mm, of course. So it was because we have disability framed as a bad thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, that's a big job for the whole world to undertake.
Mm.
But, yeah, I just hadn't really. Anyway, we've got a beautiful booklet.
Yes. True. Yeah.
So parents can ask us. We can give them out. It was posted how many yesterday?
Yeah, heaps. Yeah. Heaps yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I have thought I need to do something about those.
Yeah, we'll send you some.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, of course. We could talk to you all day. There's hundreds of things we could ask and learn from you, but is there anything we've missed that you want the P world to know?
This may not always be possible, but in my practice, particularly as an MCH nurse, I would often home visit a family that I may not be seeing again because we might have had a day where I'd home visit. And I would just home visit who was requiring one.
Yeah.
So often I would say, this is the centre that you've been allocated. Potentially this is the nurse's name if I know who it is. And say, look, if you don't feel a connection, if you're not, you know, comfortable, if you don't feel you get along. So it's just kind of trying to say that without them thinking, oh, gee, what is there something wrong with that nurse? Why is she saying that?
Yes.
But also trying to just give them that permission to say, you know what, well, I can look elsewhere. I can go to a different centre.
That's good advice.
So, and I guess with any professional, you know, if the connection's not there,
True.
It's going to be tricky, but having said that, depends where you live.
It does depend where you live.
Resources.
And yes, that's right.
But mostly on a loose level, you can go within your council, within your.
Yes.
I think you can go outside.
Can you?
I did.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Right. Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully you can. And if you can't, you can listen to us and we'll tell you you're okay.
There's also the 24-hour line, isn't there?
Yeah.
So people can call there on that line.
Yeah.
There is. Yeah, that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, yes. I called that a few times.
Yeah.
When I had, you know, because the sound engineer is 28, which blows my mind, but when I had him, you could just pop into the maternal child health nurse.
Which get back to that.
The drop in.
It was so.
I think some do.
Do they?
And they just had all these. Or maybe not.
They don't now.
No,
not during COVID.
No.
But, and we went so often, like every week for weeks. Yes, and you had you had your mum's group there for 6 weeks and you just really had a connection with the actual building.
Yes.
Like I felt like
I hope those days come back.
I know they had to cut back for funding, but
but what's that cutting back on? Women and babies.
And I didn't feel bad about ringing up and then, we've got a spot at 3, come up. It's just a little rash. But also I was a really young mum.
Yes.
So getting that reassurance without feeling like, because other mums in my mum's group were late 30s, but they did it too. So it wasn't something that I felt like, oh, I shouldn't do this. You're
standing out.
Anyway, we need more support for women.
Yes, more support for women.
Or anyone who has a new baby, male or female.
That's
right. We need more support.
Exactly, Oh, well, that's good advice. So please listen. You can go and look elsewhere if you're not getting along with that nurse.
Yep. And then if you feel sad, you can buy some of Amelia's cookies. And when the kids go to bed, you can have one.
Thank you, Lara. It's been
beautiful meeting you. We will keep buying cookies.
Yep, and we're going to cheer you and Amelia on for the rest of our days.
I've started a new in my Instagram highlights called Pea Businesses.
Ah, great.
So that's for our pea shoots. And so Amelia's cookies are in there. So anyone can find it at any time if they would like to
And we should buy. We are thinking about maybe we should do that on our website too.
We are. But you know,
we're slow on these
things. We don't know how to do it. No. But I've worked it out on Instagram.
Yeah,
so
we'll take that.
If you want to find it, it's in my, you know where the little circles are, the highlights?
Yep, okay.
I don't even know what it's called.
There,
but they're in
businesses.
There. Yep. So it's there and you can find Amelia.
Thank
in
you.
There.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Lovely to meet you both.
Oh, beautiful Lara and Amelia.
And I think what Mandy and I, the reason we wanted to start this podcast is because we were lonely. And the fact that people who are lonely found the podcast and aren't so lonely, there is no award that can ever
top that.
No. So take that podcast awards, you know, seriously.
Well, that's right. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. And actually what all podcasts do or most podcasts do is ease loneliness.
Yes, that's right.
And
I'm
I
proud.
Think what an amazing – it's like, you know, my grandma who passed away earlier this year used to always listen to the wireless.
Yeah.
I heard it on the air.
Yep.
And that's what it is for our generation.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So please go and cheer Amelia on.
Please, let's get that Instagram
And if you live
page.
On the Mornington Peninsula and you bump into Lara, she's a beautiful pea.
She is.
Yeah.
She is.
And she, you know, let's find some friends.
Yeah. And we didn't get on to talking about her masters, but she did that so that
that's
she could help more people.
That was what
more
we were meant to talk about.
I know, but you know what? We just get distracted and time runs out because we're women who chat.
Yes.
You know, so.
Okay, let's talk about what made you cry this week.
Yep, you go.
Okay, I haven't cried this week, but I have been a bit frantic and my heart's been pumping again.
Yeah.
Just like get all that. I mean, the umbrella term of mental load has been get that, calm that person down. Let's organise that. Let's fill out the forms for that. It's just been.
Oh, full on.
Yeah, all of that. And then yesterday I picked Molly up from school and she came very agitated to the car because, you know, it's all new going back to school.
Oh, it is.
And I could just tell this was not going to be resolved between her and I. So I just turned around and we went straight into the office.
Yes, such
and
a
I
smart
said,
decision.
Well, I just have like learned this quicker than me, everyone.
Yep.
Because I would then take her home, then she'd be very upset.
All
then
night.
I'd ring and I'd just
and
forget it.
And the office is shut and then you've got to wait for the morning.
Just drove straight in,
yep.
Walked in and I said, this is what's worrying her.
Yep.
Can we speak to someone and clarify this? Very calmly. Like I wasn't cross or anything. I just thought, I know my girl and someone just needs to come and explain this properly.
Yes.
Anyway, beautiful teacher comes out, sits down and says, what's happening?
Yeah.
And then just very beautifully.
Yeah, explained
just talked to her and explained through it all and then we just left.
Oh, beautiful.
But at that point I thought I'm grateful for being at this school because nothing bothers them.
No.
You know
that's
what I mean?
The best. Like, yes.
She came and gently sat with her.
Yeah.
And that actually makes me cry because, you know, I suppose in COVID times you forget the good things about our schools.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been nitpicking hard things.
Oh.
And then when I saw that yesterday I thought, this is a good place.
It is.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, man.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
What did you cry about?
So I've had a couple of things that made me cry. One that made Mandy and I cry together is that beautiful pea shoot Mia is going to wrap our books.
Yay!
So the ones that we've already sent out obviously were wrapped by Kate and Mandy, but hopefully going forward from now or in a week or two, Mia will wrap them.
Yes.
And she's going to – we're going to pay her.
Yeah,
and
terrific.
I just think it's all. I'm just so happy, and I was crying tears of joy to think that yes, she wants to do it. We can pay her to do it, and her mum's so happy about it, and they live local, and it all lined
it's
up,
be
and
good.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good,
and we need the help.
We do need the help.
You're good at wrapping. It's not saying that, but we've had so many orders. This will be really helpful.
It will be really helpful. So please keep ordering them because it's going to help somebody else, not just us.
Yes, we're helping Mia too.
Yeah, and I've also got a beautiful, beautiful friend that's going through a really tricky health time, and I just have cried and cried about it. And, you know, we all know what that's like, but it's hard. And during COVID, you can't see people. Anyway, so that was this week for me. What made a difference for you, Mandy?
We went out for dinner Friday night.
We really did. We put a photo on our Instagram of us with the art center behind us.
I just drove in there and I just thought, wow, Melbourne.
And
it wasn't cold. It was just lovely. And I had to get back to pick Millie up from a party because she went somewhere. Yes. And I was just like, my girl's happy out, I'm happy out.
I know.
Just can't take it for granted.
No more taking it for granted.
Up on the Saturday night as well with my neighbour, and I'd booked the dinner, and there was two sittings.
Yep.
5:30 to 7:30 or 8 to 10, and I chose 5:30 to 7:30. Everyone's giving me cheers. They're like, thank you, Mandy, you're our person. We're a 5:30 dinner.
See, I would have been like 8.
I know, but we've still all got little ones, so we're like,
little ones, 100%.
Yeah, so it was fun. We had our 2 hours, and we were happy as anything. Got our tie.
So in Melbourne, probably Sydney's the same. We because of the density requirements, we can only stay in a venue for a couple of hours, which goes quite fast.
Yes,
and they try and kick you out after an hour and 45 minutes because they need to clean the table.
Yes.
So, that's also a little bit tricky because you just get into a good conversation and you have to leave. But also, there's no awkward hanging around.
But also, 5:30, I was like, shit, I was watching TV and I was like, oh, I'm getting dinner. Anyway, it was lovely.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have got the first thing that made a difference is my beautiful friend Darren, his company is rebranding. And so this sounds funny, but he brought me two boxes of pens with the old brand on them.
Yes.
Anyway, so I've got so many pens. I'm not looking for pens. I've kept the little cardboard box just on the table because I'm like, I don't even care that this isn't cute.
Don't have to
I
say,
just,
where's the scissors?
No.
Where's the pens? There they are.
Anyway, then number one daughter said to me, do you know what the most amazing thing about these pens are? And I was like, no. There's a highlighter on the end. I can't even tell you. I was at work. I took some to work and I just like take off the highlighter and just write, cross things off paper. And the work boys are like, why are you so happy about this? I feel so professional.
I know.
And it's just so exciting to find the highlighter on there.
I mean, honestly.
So it's just a little difference, but it's been a big one.
Just take that one. It's funny. It made me laugh when I was signing the books yesterday.
Yeah, it's fun.
There's a highlighter on the end. I was like, wow. Maybe we should highlight someone's book.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
You'll know if you get a little highlighter. Yeah. It's Mandy and Kate being excited about that. And the other thing that's made a huge difference, and it's made a difference to Mandy and I know that maybe sometimes it's annoying to hear ads, but the fact that Acast gets us ads and the fact that people trust us with their campaigns actually makes a massive difference in our lives.
Huge.
And I used that money, some of that money this week to help pay for my school fees, right? And I wouldn't have been able to pay
it
because we've had a really tough couple of years financially. So that, I just was thinking the other day, we are so lucky.
Yes,
Jordan works hard. Isabel works hard.
Yes.
You know, the rest of you, who I've forgotten your names, but you're also also work hard. You don't listen to the podcast, that's fine, but I am thinking of you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if when we return the ads late. But and then Belong want to sponsor our podcast, right?
We just found that out today.
I was teary. I was like, we don't know what we're doing. We're just two women chatting about amazing things and people have connected
and we're learning
every week.
Yeah. And so we'll let you know what that's going to look like when Belong does that, how we do that. But it's
just the even fact that they're interested.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks for listening to the ads
yes.
because that means we can do this all day Wednesday. We literally are here all day.
All day today.
So thank you. So that's made a difference in my life.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, what made you laugh?
Well, in the same vein. We got an email about doing an ad.
Wait till you hear this ad piece.
First of all, I was like, straight away, I was like, no.
Same.
No. But then I was like, maybe. Okay, so.
Before we say it, Think of what's an ad that you would never think Mandy and I.
You would think we would not never do that. Not that we wouldn't do
the fact like, that someone would ask us.
Because we're pretty clear. Usually we're like, no.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, definitely not. Yeah. No. And then other times we think about it. And then this one I was like, nah. Okay, so I'm going to let you know there will be an ad coming for manscaping. Everything we know about.
Oh, and look, we know a lot about it. You know. I mean, Mandy and I, you probably don't know this, but off air, we just talk about manscaping all the time.
Now, I have heard the guys on Smartless do this and yep. they are hilarious. Right, so we are not comedians. No, we're going to give it a go.
Auntie Donna yes, do it. Yep. So funny.
So I'm not sure how we'll make that funny. But also what I want you to know is that I had a light bulb moment yesterday when I was thinking about it. And I was thinking, but no. Manscaping is not funny necessarily to our P families. We have got people that are making sure that our adults with disabilities you know, their self-care, they've got dignity, they're comfortable.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about that too, but we will definitely
I wish I could read you some of the things they've asked us to say. You'll hear it though. So I tell you what, Maddie and I have laughed and laughed. One of my work boys, I think, he was just like, what? They were both just came over. They couldn't believe it. And one of them's like, oh, I've renamed our group chat. Kate talks about manscaping or something. So listen, lots of people are talking about manscaping just from the fact that we're thinking about talking about manscaping. Right. So you've done a good job manscaping.
We'll let you know when that comes out. We've got to record something.
We should video ourselves making those. Maybe. Anyway, that made Mandy laugh. Also made me laugh a lot as well. The other thing that made me laugh was there's a shop that we drive past, and the shop I'm not having a go at the name. I like the name. The name is Glam Theory, right? So we're driving past, and Buzz says to me, "What? That's not a theory. I don't like that theory." He says, in theory, you put makeup on and it washes off. Which so they're beauticians and they're beautiful and you can get your whole formal get-up done there. And I think they're young girls that are trying something new, right? So I support the concept.
Yes.
And he goes, and only someone who thought they were glamorous would say the word glam.
Oh, that's true.
We laughed for glam a long time. He's like, glam theory. Glam theory. What theory is?
Anyone's going to write an essay on that
one day? Yeah, I know. You just couldn't. Anyway, we laughed a lot. And then we saw some gorgeous, very beautiful people. And he goes, I know where they're going. And they did.
To glam theory.
So, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, we had a lot of laugh and it was fun.
Oh, so, boy.
Yep. All right, peas, we're going to leave you be. Order our books and they'll be wrapped by a pea shoot.
Yes, beautiful. Rate and review. Go and follow Amelia's Cookies.
Go to the merch store. I saw someone the other day bought the Eat Sleep Therapy repeat bags for Christmas presents. So brilliant. I forget that it's coming up to Christmas.
Yes.
I think we've still got our Christmas T-shirts on there or I can ask Luke and Carly Merch Peas to update that. But that will make a difference as well.
Yeah.
If you want to order those. And if you want Christmas wrapping on the books, let us know.
Okay. See you, everyone. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.